T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, I hope you don't mind the interruption there for a moment, but it will be well worth your wait because my next guest is actually going to perform here in studio as well. Very excited to meet her, to hear her. She was born in Tennessee, but she spends most of her time here in Minnesota. She is an indie folk artist, and of course I'm going to ask her what that really means to her. She's an indie folk artist. Her name is Anna Stein. I hope it's correct. Is it Anna Steen or Anna Stein? Anna Stein, I thought I got it right. She's joining me tonight, and she has a date tomorrow night. Again, this is tomorrow night at Moon Palace Books, and that's before heading out on a Midwest mini tour. And I'm so excited to introduce her to you as well. Do we have any of your music for us, Shaletta? Do you know? She's trying to get back over here now to get it going. So Anna is beautiful. She walks in. She's young. She's beautiful. It seems like this is something that she's loved. She's excited to play for you tonight. And again, it's at Moon Palace Books. And we're going to find out exactly where that is located, find out what time, find out if there's a charge for this now. And when we bring guests in studio, it really means a lot to us. Do you have any music for us? Let's take a listen. That's like a little bit of folk Anya or something. I love it. It's just beautiful. Welcome to WCCO, Anna.
Thank you so much for having me. It's terrific to be here.
It's great to have you here. Do you pronounce it Anna or Anna?
I pronounce it Anna.
Anna Stein.
Anna Stein. And thank you for clarifying. I can't tell you how many times people have pronounced it Anna Steen.
Or Anna Steen.
Anna Steen. That's kind of cool, though.
That's dope. It's really kind of cool. I'm like,
Anna,
you know,
Anna Steen.
I'm just saying. Now, you have been doing the music for how long?
I've been playing music forever. My mom's a piano teacher and an organist and has been a church musician her whole life. So, I mean, as soon as I was in the womb, I was listening to music and engaging with music. But it wasn't really until about a year ago that I said, I really am feeling called to pursue my own music. I'm a music therapist. That's what my background is.
Oh, you are. God bless you, honey. That is really a noble profession. It is.
Yeah. It's a challenging field. And I worked in a level one trauma hospital for several years. And then have used that experience to influence my own music, the lyrics I write and the way I approach performance.
Mm-hmm. The music you, the lyrics that you write, this is really an important piece of writing the music because when it comes from you internally, a lot of times people love to write about their experiences, their life, their world. Do you really step outside of that and write what's going on in the world as well?
You know, I haven't so much, to be honest. I think for me, growing up, writing music was how I coped with, I struggled with some mental illness in high school and went through some bouts of depression and experienced anxiety, and it was how I coped with it and how I got through it. So up to this point in my life, a lot of my music has been introspective, but I'm working at some new music and writing new albums and kind of stepping outside of that into exploring how grief affects communities and cultures and kind of expanding outside of myself. So I'm excited to continue to grow as an artist.
The beautiful part of music is that it can affect us and encourage us and uplift us, or it can infect us by creating hate and,
Absolutely.
Pain and that sort of thing. And so knowing that you chose to turn to your music to really pull you out of it all was a beautiful thing, right? These are the things that change us. You know, for one minute, you're probably listening to everyone else's music. You're singing in coffee houses or auditoriums, and you're standing there singing whomever else you admire. And now, all of a sudden, you're singing your own music, which means that you are reliving parts of your life through those songs.
That is so beautifully put. Wow. Absolutely.
It's true, though.
It's every time you sing that song, it takes you back to each moment that led to that lyric or that theme in your life. And it's just this reminder that it's little moments in our life that lead up to those big moments of healing and hope. And a lot of times there's darkness in that too. Like, it's not just all rainbows and butterflies that lead to the music that we're inspired by a lot of the time.
Yeah.
There's pain behind it.
Yeah, I've always wanted to write a song about my ex-husband who was horrible. And just thought, you know, no, you don't want to sing that on stage, Geraldine. You just don't want to do that.
I might connect well with people, though, you know. Like,
it can't connect, but it takes you back to a point. You've already healed. You've already forgiven. You know, all of that has happened. So when you write, do you ever put all the bad stuff out there in your songs?
Do I put it in my songs?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I can't help but do it. It's kind of how I process through those challenging things. For me, writing a song has always been easier than processing verbally.
Yeah.
So there are several songs on my new album that stemmed from several breakups where I was realizing this pattern in myself and the types of relationships I was in. And through writing those songs, I found a sense of wisdom and healing that I don't think I would have found if, you know, just talking to a friend or journaling. It really brings out healing for me, songwriting, in a way no other medium does.
Can you give us a minute of a song?
I would love to.
Can you tell us the name of this one?
Yeah. Well, I'll go ahead and play Growing Pains. It's the one that we just heard.
Ooh, let me set you down, honey. This is something I need to hear.
Yeah.
Here she is, Anna Stein.
Thank you. Look back, you'll be okay. Where you been here before? Sipping on some lemonade, packing boxes on the floor. Hits me straight to the bone some days. It's like a river running straight through my veins. I know there's friction in the change, it's alright. So right, my body's feeling strange again. Must just be those growing pains again. My body's feeling strange again. Must just be it. Must just be. Must it gave a part of me away when I went north on that summer day. Must it gave.
Must have gave a part of me away that day.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
So you've got this big event coming up.
I do. I'm so excited.
This is, I mean, really, to choose where you're going to sing or what you're going to do is so exciting, right? Mm-hmm. And here it is. The Cedar is presenting you in Lowland Hum mm-hmm. with Anna Stein. And this is happening tomorrow night, March 25th at 7 p.m. at the Moon Palace Books. Where is that located in Minneapolis?
That's located right at the corner of Lake and Minnehaha.
Lake and Minnehaha. I can't miss that. Moon Palace Books. Again, The Cedar is presenting it. Why is it called Lowland Hum? Is that the name of the project?
That is the name of the duo that I'm opening for. They're a partnership. I think they're married. I'm not exactly sure. But you can just tell with the way they perform. They have an NPR Tiny Desk out. And the way they connect as a couple through music is really beautiful. So I'll be opening up for them. Mm-hmm. I go on at 7:30. They'll go on around 8:30. And definitely worth checking out. They write incredible.
Do you travel most often by yourself?
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it lonely?
No, it's not. I love alone time, maybe a little bit too much. I've always been a very introspective person, and I enjoy that time to think and process and connect with strangers on the road. There's something so beautiful about how much you can learn about yourself just mm-hmm. by stepping out into uncomfortable situations. So I like it. I don't think I'll like it forever, but for now it's where I'm supposed to be.
How many CDs have you done?
This is my first
this
one.
This is your
this
first
one?
This
is my debut album.
This is awesome. Yeah. So, wow, are you nervous at all?
It's been, yeah. I've fought a lot of big waves of self-doubt. But at the same time, I've found a level of peace and confidence I've never experienced mm-hmm. before putting myself out there so much, which is interesting. You'd think it might bring out more doubt than confidence, but I've been lucky to find, I think we all have that center place in ourselves where when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, it resonates in a way that is empowering.
That's way more than luck.
Yeah,
you know,
it is.
Seriously. I mean, that's really special. And so to know that you have that, and that you are okay with singing whatever songs are on that project. By the way, how many songs are on the CD?
There are 10 tracks on the CD.
And are you performing all of them?
All of them, yeah.
Oh, my goodness, that's awesome. So they've given you, Lowlands has given you plenty of time to really put the songs out there. Yeah. Congratulations. Is it just you? Are you with a band, with some singers?
It's just me. I perform with a band sometimes around the Twin Cities, but tomorrow I'm just performing solo, and there's something really cool about that. I love to express and explore the elements of the music, and when you're solo, you can do that in a way you can't with a band, you know, kind of robbing the time here or taking your time there. And I love those intimate concert venues. So I'm excited to get up there on stage by myself and share these songs.
You have a beautiful spirit. You brought something into the room, and I appreciate that. So I really wish you well with this. I hope you'll do more CD after CD after CDs, and that we get a chance to look peek into your life and peek into who you are through your songs.
Thank you so
congratulations
much.
To you. And Lowland Hum, thanks for hiring her. Seriously, this is a big deal for you to be in front of them, right? So again, this is happening tomorrow night. Doors open at 7 p.m. Showtime is at 7:30. It's for all ages, which is really cool. And it's $15 for general admission. Again, the name of the space is called Moon Palace Books on the corner of Lake and Minnehaha. Congratulations. Can you play a little bit more for us as we go out?
Absolutely.
Anna Stein, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Overwhelmed. We're all tired and overwhelmed. Understanding isn't all I thought it'd be. Read the books, studied hard and made sure to look up all the questions that kept me up at night. Oh, I try, all I find is we're all waiting for the other side. All I find is we're all waiting for the other side. We're all waiting for it all to be green. On the other side.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.